Now, I thought today that we would talk a little bit about Vietnam and this whole subject that touches all young people so closely. That is the general subject of war, foreign policy, and the examples that we might gain out of our engagement in Vietnam at the present time. But before I start, I'd just like to say that I appreciate what was said in the introduction about freedom of speech. I know, reading the editorials, looking at stories today, one gets the feeling that there is an attempt to suppress freedom of speech in this country. And I can tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I see no signs of it. I think dissent is the word to describe the growth of America. If you think that this country has always gotten along in oneness, you've forgotten the early history of our founding fathers, who spent over 100 years after coming to our shores looking for freedom and trying to decide what kind of government would best give them freedom, and then finally determining that God was the only source of freedom. And the arguments that came after that about the Constitution, what it should be, what would be the rights of the states and the rights of the federal government. And there's always been dissent. And as a Republican, I've been dissenting most of my political life because I belong to a minority party. And I think dissent is the right and it's the obligation of people in this country. As long as in dissenting, the dissent is intelligent, it's thought out, and in most cases is an alternative to that with which you dissent. I always know that in any audience I address, there are those who agree, those who disagree, and those who just don't do either one. And I've always said that disagreement is something I enjoy as long as we're not disagreeable while we do it. I'm not afraid of the loss of freedom of speech in this country as long as we have young people coming up who are willing to take that little extra chance to exercise it, as long as the exercise is a healthy and good one, directed at good.